The University of Connecticut women's basketball team made history last night in Hartford. They won their 89th consecutive game with a 93-62 rout of Florida State. The team, which hasn't lost a game since April 2008, surpassed a record set back in the 1970s by the UCLA men's team, a team coached by the legendary John Wooden. Last night's victory was typical of UConn's incredible streak. As NPR's Mike Pesca reports, it was a blowout and against a very good opponent.
89, it's not such a special number. It's the first prime number made up of two composite numbers, so that's kind of cool. Doesn't necessarily justify this sort of noise. Of course, 89 was also the number of games in a row that the University of Connecticut's women's basketball team was going for last night. In a sold-out arena in Hartford against a Florida State team that didn't ask to have history step on its face, the UConn women were about to do something that opposing coach Sue Semrau would later characterize as...
It's still impossible to me, you know, that it's happened.
Maybe Coach Semrau was influenced by the fact that Connecticut's Maya Moore had 26 points at halftime, whereas the entire FSU team had 27. Moore would go on to score 41 points, the highest total by any player during the streak. By the second half, it was clear that the Huskies would not be relenting. Their fans, like Connecticut sophomore Rachel Weiss, began to talk not just about this win or this season, but the team's place in history.
All UConn, and for that matter, all basketball fans, should understand the immensity of this streak and the accomplishment that they've come up with.
A couple of days ago, UConn's coach, Gino Auriemma, opined that the only reason people cared so much about 89 was that it was a women's team beating a men's record. Randy Edsall, who coaches UConn football, champions of the Big East, was at the game, ready to speak up for Auriemma and his team.
It doesn't matter if it's men's basketball, women's basketball. You know, give them their due. They deserve every recognition that they get. And it's hard to win a couple games in a row, let alone 89 in a row.
In Auriemma's post-game press conference, during which time he took a call from the father of two female basketball players.
Mr. President, I really appreciate that.
Auriemma said that anyone belittling 89 wins in a row must not have accomplished anything extraordinary.
Those that have done significant things, they know when you do something really significant that's hard to do, they appreciate it. I just ask for everybody to admire what these kids do and how they do it and how hard it is to do it.
Overall, the tone of Auriemma and his team was reflective. They neither exulted nor exhaled. They weren't saying, "We did it," as much as they avowed, "We're doing it." There was a subtle but telling choice made after the game as the team posed at center court. A fan tossed the players a UCLA jersey, name on the back Wooden, the number 88 crossed out. The jersey wasn't held up to the cameras. In fact, it was quickly tucked away by an assistant coach so no one could see it. UConn didn't beat UCLA, and they didn't win a title. As the team posed for the horde of cameras, they weren't holding on to a trophy. They were holding on to each other. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Hartford, Connecticut.